Welcome to the Carols of Christmas. Each day leading up to Christmas, I talk about a particular Christmas carol, explaining some of the history and background behind the carol, and then finally I will sing a verse of it for you. Some will be familiar, and some probably not, but they all point us toward the true reason for the season, our Savior, Jesus Christ. If you want to learn more about the history of songs other than Christmas songs, please visit my other podcast, Songs for All Seasons. The first season of the podcast is now available in book form as an Advent Carols Countdown from Shadow Mountain Publishing, available on all major online retailers. Today we'll be talking about Good Christian Men Rejoice. This jaunty carol comes from a medieval tune from the 14th century, attributed to a monk named Heinrich Suso. So Suso claimed he heard angels singing the song and joined in the dance with them. The tune still carries with it the joyful feeling that surely accompanied the angels who announced Christ's birth originally. The original text was Macaronic, that is, in two different languages, both in Latin and German. Sometimes this carol is set as In Dulce Jubilo, the Latin, which is still typically sung in two different languages. This English translation, however, Good Christian Men Rejoice, has become a song in its own right. A man named Jonathan Neal translated the carol from the original Latin, as well as many others, including O Come Emmanuel. So we have Mr. Neal to thank for many wonderful Christmas carols. So the original Latin does not mention the word men at all in the first line. Though the original first line is Good Christian Men Rejoice, some modern versions of the hymn have opted for a more inclusive language. And so you also hear Good Christian Friends Rejoice or Good Christian Folk Rejoice, depending on the arrangement. One thing that sets this carol apart is its unusual meter and the unusual way that it got that meter. It was the result of a transcription error when the carol first appeared in Neal's own collection, Carols for Christmastide. The music editor accidentally added two extra syllables at the end of the third phrase, and Neal compensated for that by adding an interjection into each verse, such as news, news, or joy, joy. Some versions have taken out this extra bit, but others have left it in. It just goes to show how careful you have to be when editing your music, because it might stick around for literally hundreds of years. And now I'm going to sing the original version, Good Christian Men Rejoice, but as I said, there are many different versions that use more inclusive terms, and it is meant to include everyone to rejoice at Christmas time. Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give ye ear to what we say. News, news, Jesus Christ is born today. Ox and ass before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today. Thank you for listening, and may God bless us, everyone.